and it has usually around 12 members, and we meet once a month in each other's homes, and we just have dessert, and then we have to make reports on what we're reading. And what we're reading right now is Will and Ariel Durant's series on civilizationers. It's not like the one that was done by this Britisher who did one on civilization, but anyway.
That sounds very interesting.
It really is. It's very good. And we have, we just have a nice congenial bunch, most of whom live around here in this area.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
You know, speaking of accents, mm-hmm. my mother's family were all born in Fort Worth, and I had two aunts that continued to live there the rest of their lives. And whenever they would travel, everybody would know they were from Texas because mm-hmm. of their heavy Texas accent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my mother lost hers, and of course, I feel like it's more a California accent. It's closer to that than anything else.
Oh, huh. Do you, you were out there for how many years? 2 years?
Where?
In San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, but you're saying you think the El Paso accent is...
It's similar to California.
It's more similar to California. Uh-huh. I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay. Now, did your mother work?
Yes, she did. She worked for a while for the Southern Pacific Railroad, where my daddy worked. And but then he was transferred out to San Francisco, and they just never got together again. Mm-hmm. Eventually, my mother got a divorce,
mm-hmm.
which was really painful to me. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. She probably wanted to stay close to her family.
Well, Fort Worth wasn't that close. You know? I don't know what possessed her. Yeah. But San Francisco is such a lovely place to be, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it, yeah. I forgot. I think I asked you this, but I forgot what you said, that your ultimate ancestry in
Europe? The first Hale came over in 1680 and was a Quaker and settled in Pennsylvania.
That's your father's family. Though.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But what about your mother's family?
I know that both my father's and my mother's family were from Missouri originally.
Oh.
And so all four grandparents were from Missouri, which was a state, you know, that was back and forth during the Civil War.
Did you get to know your grandparents?
No, I got to know my mother's father. He's the only one. The rest of them had died.
What name did you have for him? What familiar name?
For whom?
Your grandfather.
Oh, the one that was still alive,
mm-hmm.
And lived in Fort Worth. That's his mother's. I called him Papa, just like his children did.
Mm, okay.
Papa.
But you never called your father Papa.
No, he was Daddy.
Huh. And your mother, you called her?
Mom, or Mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then my children came along, and we had to give Mother some name. And so I gave her the name Graham, which, of course, I inherited. So now I'm Graham.
That's great. How many children do you have?
Two.
Mm-hmm. And parents, some of these questions, we're just trying to get you to say certain words.
Sure, yeah, I understand.
So if parents, you could say parents bring up their children, or you could say they...
Well, parents raise their children is probably what I would say.
Mm-hmm. If your features were similar to your mother's, you would say that you,
resembled her.
Uh-huh. And,